Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. We are still critiquing the presentation of Professor John Esposito, which he gave as a lecture in Kentucky University in 2014. As we have seen in our last program, that he was trying to present Islam to the students or to the American audience as a beautiful picture, which did not have anything to do with the real Islam. Today, we'll continue with the comparison which he began in our last program to tell us about how we should live in this pluralistic society. And without further ado, here he is, Professor John Esposito.
And when it came to the acid test of pluralism, this is a Muslim scholar named Abdulaziz Sajjadina who writes on pluralism. He said the acid test is whether or not only you're going up, but other people are. You know, salvation, you know.
Don't you love it when we bring a theologian, a Catholic theologian, who's supposed to be a priest to teach us about pluralism? And he's not quoting the Bible for us or the teaching of the Quran, if you want to talk about Islam, but he's quoting a Muslim scholar. First of all, whenever you hear somebody in America, a Christian, Jew, or a Muslim, or whatever, talk about Muslim scholars, you need to stop and ask them, what do you mean Muslim scholar? He will tell you his name is Abdulaziz. Then you ask the question, was Abdulaziz one of the scholars who studied Islam and know Islam, study the teaching of Allah in the Quran, and know the actual interpretation of true Muslim scholars like Ibn Kathir, Al-Tabari, Al-Qurtubi, Al-Jalalayn? Can these scholars of yours quoting for us the saying of Muhammad concerning whatever matter he's talking about? Surprise, surprise, the answer would be no. As a matter of fact, if you sit and listen to this great Muslim scholar Abdulaziz, you find out that he will never quote a verse from the Quran, nor one of the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, just like Professor Esposito always does. And he himself is known by the Muslim in the West and by the liberals in the West to be a great Muslim scholar. How can you be a scholar of Islam when you know nothing about Islam? How can you be a scholar of Islam when you teach the opposite of what Muslims really believe and what Muslims ought to practice? So what did we learn from the great Muslim scholar Abdulaziz? He is the one who created this great test from which you know if you are a true believer and a true practicer concerning pluralism. After all, we live in a pluralistic society in America. We're no longer just a Christian nation, but as Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said in one of his speeches, we are a Jewish nation and a Christian nation and a Muslim nation and a Buddhist nation. And he named so many others and he said, so this is the reality of what we are in America today. What is the test, oh great scholar Abdulaziz? He said, the test is this. Are you going up alone? Or other people are going to go up with you? You may think I'm making this up. No, Professor Esposito explained to us that he's talking about salvation, eternal life. Here is the words of the great scholar Abdulaziz. He said, the acid test is whether or not only you're going up, but other people are. Wow. What verse in the Bible can Professor Esposito, the great Christian theologian, teach us about this pluralistic eternity in heaven? That is where we learn about the Muslims will make it to heaven, and the Jews will make it to heaven, and the Christian will make it to heaven, and everybody will make it to heaven. We call this in the Christian theology universalism. And what is universalism? that everybody will be saved. Nobody will be left behind. Hitler, Muhammad, and everybody will make it to heaven. I'm sorry to tell you, Professor Esposito, that you are not a Muslim theologian and you are not a Christian theologian. I have no clue what do you have in your brain. When it comes to theology, sir, salvation is only through one faith, and that is Christianity. And salvation is only in one person, and that is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is a Savior. Muhammad is not a Savior. Buddha is not a Savior. Anybody else out there is not a Savior. There is only one name by which man shall be saved, and that name is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you want to follow that heretics, Professor Esposito, who actually are naming a propaganda Muslim scholar, Abdulaziz, then you must believe that we're all going to make it to heaven, which means everything about our Bible is not true. But if you want to follow the truth of the Word of God, there is no salvation except in Christ alone. Well, let's move on with the next lie of Professor John Esposito. That is when he said,
a majority, 56%, believe that many religions can lead to eternal life. A minority said no. We have that same kind of breakout.
Here we go. That proves that what we shared with you in the previous segment was 100% true. Professor Esposito believes that the majority of the Muslims, roughly around 56%, believe that many religions can lead to eternal life. And I'm sorry to tell you, Professor Esposito, you know nothing about Islam yourself. Because not only Christianity does not teach that, but also Islam does not teach that. To believe in that, you have to be brainwashed with these lies of those so-called moderate Muslims who are nothing but true Muslim believers, Muslim Brotherhood, jihadi, who live with us here in America, who in the future will be teaching the opposite message. Once again, I have to emphasize to you, my friends, that these statistics, these questions and answers which is given to the Muslims of America have no value whatsoever, because once again, Muslims are allowed to lie to the infidels. That is, you and I, including the ones who made this study. So 50% or 70% or even 99% is not true answer. How can you tell me that 56% of the Muslims believe that Christians will go to heaven, or Jews will go to heaven, or Buddhists will go to heaven, or whatever other religion out there will go to heaven? Because in reality, they know, according to the word of Allah in the Quran, logic, sir, common sense, you don't have to have a doctorate degree in Islam to figure this out. When you go to Quran chapter 3 and verse 85, it says, and whoever desires any other religion except Islam, it will not be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be of the losers. Let me read to you the verse again in case you guys were distracted by something else. Listen carefully. The Quran, the word of Allah, from which the Muslims gain their doctrine, their ideology, their belief. It says in Quran 3:85, whoever desires any other religion, say Christianity, say Judaism, say Buddhism, say whatever religion you want to put there, except Islam, it will not be accepted from him. So when you get to heaven, to this eternal life, and Allah will ask you, what is your religion? Well, I'm a Christian. Sorry, you're not welcome. Well, I'm a Jew. Sorry, you're not welcome. Well, I'm a Buddhist. You're not welcome. What is your religion? I'm a Muslim. I believe there is no God except Allah. And I believe Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Welcome to paradise. Which, by the way, is not true as well. And I'm going to tell you why in a second. First of all, whatever statistics numbers you use is not true. Why? Because the beliefs of Islam have nothing to do with what people think. But the beliefs of Islam, the ideology of Islam, is built on the word of Allah in the Quran and Muhammad teachings in the Hadith. Besides that, I do not know any other source for Muslims to gain their knowledge about anything spiritually. So that statement that 56% of the Muslim believe that all religion will lead to eternal life is a lie. Now let's talk about Muslims, those who believe in Islam. Muhammad assured the Muslim believers in the Quran that every Muslim soul, when it die, will go to hell. As it is written in Quran 19:71, we read, "And there is none of you who will not go down into it." What is it? It is hell. They even asked the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, "Even you, O Apostle of Allah?" He said, "Even me, unless Allah covers me with his mercy." So Muhammad himself, Professor Esposito, did not know if he's going to make it to paradise or not. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the first successor, said if he have one foot on earth and the other foot in paradise, he does not know for sure if he will make it to paradise or not, because he said, who can be delivered from the deception of Allah? Maybe Allah will make a Muslim believer put one foot into paradise, and then Allah said, I deceive you. I changed my mind. Get out of here and to eternity in hell.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Then Muhammad said something also very important in the hadith. That is when he assured the Muslim believers that there will be 73 denominations among the Muslim people, and Allah will remove one of them from hell to paradise, but the rest, they will stay in hell forever. So now we know one out of 73 groups among the Muslims will be in heaven, the paradise of Muhammad. When we say heaven here, I'm not talking about the eternal life of the Bible, okay? I'm talking about a place where Muslim believers will enjoy the pleasures of everything Allah forbids them to have in this world. Somehow, in the eternity of Islam, it will be okay for them to enjoy the ungodly desires of the flesh, which Allah will not allow them to have today. What is forbidden today is going to be lawful for them for eternity. The only guarantee for Muslims to be saved and gain the eternal paradise of Muhammad is to perform jihad for the sake of Allah. As it is written in Quran chapter 3 and verse 169, "Do not think that those who were killed for the sake of Allah dead, yet they are alive with their Lord, receiving their provision." And not just this one verse, but plenty of other verses throughout the Quran, which we know for sure, those who believed and performed jihad for the sake of Allah, with their money and their lives, they will have the garden of Islam. They will abide in it forever. They will live there to enjoy the privileges which Allah gave to them above the rest of the Muslims. And you can read about that in Quran chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. So with all respect, Professor Esposito, you're wrong about your belief concerning the pluralistic beliefs and the pluralistic salvation and the belief of the Muslims of America, as you repeat their lies for your audience to believe it, that there are many religions will lead people to eternal life. Now, there's another very important fact which you mentioned there, but you kind of let it go quick when you said the minority said no. Wow. You know what is a minority? Once again, 56% said all religion will lead to eternal life. and 44% said no. And if you figure out your math, sir, 44% of 1.7 billion, that is over 800 million Muslim believers. Now, will I believe a statistics given by some American analyst who does a study and forget about 800 million Muslims who said, no, all Christian will go to hell, all Jews will go to hell, only Muslim, if they are chosen by Allah, will make it to paradise? What's astonishing and amazing, Professor Esposito ended with the statement, we have that same kind of breakout. Who's we here? No! Christians do not believe in that. As a matter of fact, I don't believe Catholic believe that Protestant will make it to heaven either. If you are a true Catholic, follow the teaching of Catholicism, you will know only Catholic will make it to heaven. And there are many other denominations among Christians believe that they are the only one who will make it to heaven because the rest are wrong. And that's because people did not know the scripture. Once again, as I said earlier, we do not judge Islam by what people say or believe, but by the written word of Allah. We also believe Christianity to be what is written in the Bible, not what people think or hope or believe in their heads. So in Jesus' own words, we know no one can make it to heaven except those who confess him as Lord and Savior with their mouths after believing in their hearts. Jesus told us, narrow is the road which leads to eternal life, and few, do you know what few is, Professor Esposito? Few are those who will be saved through Christ alone. I know everybody in America thinks that America is a Christian nation. I'm sorry to tell you, no, it is not. Even you, Professor Esposito, you believe that America is a Christian nation. And if we do a study, you may find that 60 or 70% of the American people are Christians. But here is the sad news. I don't believe even 10% of the people who claim to be a Christian are born-again Christians. And if you are a true born-again Christian, you know that only the born-again Christian who believes in Jesus Christ will make it to heaven. As for the rest of the world, they will spend eternity in hell. So we do not have the same kind of breakout, sir. Well, let's move on with one more statement of Professor Esposito. That is when he said,
in a study done of foundation money and giving, it was discovered that in a three-year period, 2008 to 2011, $119 million went to people who some of us would identify as writing Islamophobic literature, literature that encourages bias, discrimination, or hate. These people, by the way, are cited in, you know, the Norwegian terrorist? You remember a few years ago? They're cited in his manifesto, many of these people, cited many, many times. They run things like Jihad Watch, etc., but they also run things that sound nice, like Pajama Media, American Thinker, Family Security, you know? Okay. But $119 million. Now, nobody makes up that statistic because it's based on IRS reports, okay? And there's another study that shows another $42 million. So we're conflating it. That's an enormous amount of money being put into creating websites, being put into disseminating information, writing, you know, books that deal with this kind of situation.
Don't you love IRS to give all our information to important people like Professor Esposito? Yes, indeed. The Islamophobia organizations have received donations from the American people in the millions. We're talking about $119 million between 2008 and 2011. He had another $42 million to it. That is another study shows that another $42 million were given to these Islamophobia groups. Wow. That's $160 million in 3 years. Do you know how much Professor Esposito received from the Saudi Arabia Prince Al-Walid to teach his hogwash Islam to our students and to give these lectures all over the world? In one donation, Listen to this. In one donation, $20 million check was given to Professor Esposito to do what? To teach hogwash Islam and brainwash our children in the Catholic schools and other places in America. One donation, one time. I wonder if we can go to the IRS and see how much money Professor Esposito received in the last 50 years in his life. Remember, he's been doing that for 50 years. I guarantee you, and I'm not kidding you, if we add all the millions which the Muslims dumped over Professor Esposito to do their dirty work in America, if we add the money he received in his 50 years from the Muslim world, it will supersede this $160 million. Because I just found out from the Wikipedia, from his own writings, he got $20 million just like that, one time. That is one check. Here it is, America. Professor Esposito, in one check, he received $20 million. Only God knows how much he received in the last 50 years of his life. But what can you say? He loves the statistics. He loves the studies. And he does not see what he is doing in America to be a crime. Not only Professor Esposito should not receive this money from these Muslims to sell this great country America to the Muslims by this bribery, he should be stopped for a long time ago of teaching these lies, because what Professor John Esposito in America is doing is simply a great crime against America, against our future, our children and our grandchildren. But who will correct the great expert, the Christian theologian and the Muslim scholar John Esposito? Once again, thanks be to God, we got this radio station and we got the truth which we can teach throughout our ministry. So keep us in your prayers. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.